In the 1990s, Russian security forces killed tens of thousands of Chechens and displaced hundreds of thousands more to end two separatist wars for independence, which Russia labeled terrorism. Both sides have been accused of committing serious human rights abuses, including the killing of civilians. Ali Tipserkayev, a Chechen refugee now living in the U.S., says he and his brother, a journalist, were targeted by a Russian paramilitary group.
My brother got the worst, I would say, he has a few bullets in the stomach.
Gunfire.
And as I said, we weren't able to leave the village, at night especially. So he pretty much bled out in my hands and died there.
Chechnya has since stabilized under a dictatorship closely allied with Russia. But Andrew Kuchins, a Russian analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says, in part because of the brutal crackdown on dissent, opposition groups in that region have become more extremist.
And many of the Chechens who were initially were nationalist, some of them have become quite radicalized and identify themselves more as Islamists.
In the last decade, Chechen Islamist rebels took hundreds of Russians hostage, first in Moscow at a theater in 2002, and then in 2004, seizing a school full of children in the North Ossetia region. Russian security troops used deadly force to end these sieges, but many civilians were killed in the process. Journalism professor Nicholas Daniloff at Northeastern University in Boston has been instrumental in helping Chechen dissidents find asylum in America. He says before it became known that the Boston Marathon bombing suspects Tamerlan and Johar Tsarnaev were ethnic Chechens, U.S. anti-terrorism cooperation with Russia has been tempered by concerns over human rights abuses and the suppression of legitimate opposition groups. Now he worries that any independence movements in Chechnya and the North Caucasus will lose public support.
And what has happened now with the Tsarnaev brothers is that they have revived all those negative feelings about the Chechens. And it'll be a very long time, I think, before the general population forgets or at least comes to understand better what the situation is.
While the Boston bombings have highlighted the need for closer anti-terrorism cooperation between the U.S. and Russia, Daniloff hopes it will not come at the expense of support for democracy in the region. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.